This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. If you've ever been to the Alabama Theater in Birmingham, you probably remember the mighty Wurlitzer organ. Since 1927, the organ's risen out of the stage to greet generations of theatergoers for concerts and sing-alongs, especially around the holidays. This morning, we bring you a one-of-a-kind recording of the Wurlitzer organ, and it comes compliments of WBHM's Will Dahlberg.
A few months ago, Steve Norris was at his deceased father's house when he discovered something he'd forgotten.
So we're cleaning out his stuff, and I find this CD with Cecil Whitmire's name on it, the famous organist from the Alabama Theater. And I'm like, this is really neat.
Steve says he remembers the recordings from 10 years ago. Steve's father, Buster Norris, was a well-known and respected businessman around Alabama. In 2005, Buster found out he was dying of cancer.
He never talked about how much he loved the Alabama Theater until he got sick.
The news shook Steve's father to action.
He had lung cancer, so he had this time where he had all of his faculties and he could prepare for his funeral to reflect about the things in his life that he loved. And that's when he decided to contact Cecil Whitmire at the Alabama and get him to record these songs for him so that we could play them at his funeral, which we did.
His father asked Cecil Whitmire to record two of his favorite songs, Shall We Gather at the River and Stars Fell on Alabama. According to Steve, Cecil wouldn't let Buster pay for the recordings, but he did let him make a donation to the Alabama. Steve says Buster told the family stories they'd never heard before about the joys of visiting the theater as a child.
In 1948, when my dad would tap dance at the Alabama Theater, he loved the Wurlitzer organ, and he also loved just going to see movies there. And they had a program where you could take a little card to Loveman's or Pizzitt's and get it stamped, and then you could get into the Alabama for free, and you'd get to hear the Wurlitzer introduce the movies.
Learning these stories, Steve says, was like small puzzle pieces coming together at the end of his father's life. The tap dancing, Steve says no one in the family knew about it.
The only time I'd ever seen him tap dance was when he was cooking burgers or steaks. He would do a little funny tap dance, and now I know that was a reference to his youth, but he didn't communicate that to his family, how important that was to him.
Reflecting on the recordings now, it reminds Steve of the plot of the classic movie, Citizen Kane.
When he's faced with his mortality, this thing that he did in his childhood was the thing that brought him the most joy, even though he had a great marriage and children and grandchildren, great business life. That time at the Alabama was the thing that he loved the most.
While the family did play the recordings at his father's funeral, Steve says they were so caught up in the grief, they didn't realize how special the recordings were. The organist, the Alabama Theater's famous Cecil Whitmire, has since passed himself. After Steve rediscovered the recordings this year, he said it was obvious the family needed to share them.
I think if you have something that other people might enjoy, go post it online and talk about your loved ones. Now that I know how important it was to my father and how much he loved it, when I see and hear the Wurlitzer, I just think of my dad and how important it was to him. And I want to bring in my kids and introduce other families to it as much as I can.
So if you're going to the Alabama Theater this holiday season, you just might run into Steve and his family. They'll probably be the ones singing a bit louder than everyone else when the mighty Wurlitzer rises up from the stage. For WBHM, I'm Will Dahlberg.
See a picture of Buster Norris and his son Steve, as well as hear the recordings made by Cecil Whitmire, you can go to our website, wbhm.org.